Forecasters are predicting heavy rain for central and southern California starting tonight, which could lead to flooding and mudslides in fire-ravaged areas. AccuWeather meteorologists are warning of an atmospheric river. Some are saying it will be the strongest storm of the season, with potentially life-threatening and damaging flooding, as well as debris flow. Light drizzle. Tuesday will lead to downpours from Wednesday into Friday. Areas such as Los Angeles are expected to receive close to 2 inches of rain. Large plots of burned out land remain vulnerable to too much water too fast. Meantime, homeowners who survived the January infernos are stuck with a tough choice, rebuilding at a huge cost or selling their properties at a loss. For example, the lot of what was once a four-bedroom home in Pacific Palisades, valued at $2.7 million on Zillow, went on the market for $999,000 this month. The owner received 60 offers in 10 days, according to real estate experts who spoke with Newsweek. It was one of the first properties to sell after the fires. By comparison, Redfin says the median home price in Pacific Palisades was $3.3 million at the end of 2024. In another example, the site of a burned-out 9,100-square-foot property in Altadena sold for $449,000. That same lot went for $965,000 in 2023. The Palisades and Eaton fires burned almost 6,400 homes. The vast majority were single-family. Flames charred more than 12,000 structures in Los Angeles County. Some homeowners will be able to count on insurance to help them rebuild. Others will only have a fraction of the cost covered by insurance. Some have no insurance whatsoever. Real estate agent Richard Shulman told Bloomberg, "I can just tell you generally that people selling are going to take a huge financial hit."